We just received the Jets' 2017 schedule, and we're now joined by NFL Network's Brian Baldinger. Baldy, what pops out at you when you look at what the Jets have ahead of themselves in 2017?
Well, I mean, anytime you look at the schedule, and the first thing you see is two road games to start the schedule, you always go kind of, whoa, because that's not happening in very many places. So, you know, for them to go to a division opponent, Buffalo, you know, week one on September 10th, and then have to turn around and take that long flight to Oakland the very next week. And we all know the type of problems that the Jets have had playing Oakland over the years. That's a tough start to any schedule, being on the road, especially taking on that Oakland team that looks like they got a whole lot of firepower and offense.
What about that first five-game stretch? You mentioned the two roadies to start, but then the Jets open up at home in week three against the Miami Dolphins. Then week four, they stay at home, play Jacksonville. Ooh, a lot of people have high hopes for this year. And then week five, they go to Cleveland. So in that first five-game mix, Baldy, three of those teams, non-playoff participants last year.
Yeah, I mean, look, it does get a little bit better. I mean, the Miami Dolphins started turning things around last year, had a winning record, made the playoffs. Adam Gase looks like, you know, they've done a good job filling out that roster right now, but the Jets certainly know it won't be at all intimidated or out-talented, I don't think, by the Miami Dolphins. So, look, you get a game against Jacksonville here. I mean, it's a new coach. Coughlin coming back into, you know, that stadium that he's so familiar with. And Doug Marrone, who certainly knows, you know, the Jets from being an offensive line coach there. To me, it's a real winnable game, and you go to Cleveland. So, look, there's some wins there in the first five games where you can kind of really build on some things.
How about this, Baldy? Between September 24th, when the Jets host the Dolphins at home, and December 3rd, when the Jets host the Kansas City Chiefs, they will play 10 games, seven of those at home at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, and in that stretch that you're talking about, Eric, on October 29th, they play the Falcons, which obviously is going to be a tough game against that offense. But you stay home on a Thursday night game to play the Bills, so you don't have to travel that week at all. So you get, you know, I mean, it's always a tough stretch when you're playing on a Sunday, Thursday, but at least there's no travel involved. You're right there. Most teams that play that Thursday night game, there's travel involved, whether you're going to that Thursday night game or coming back on a Sunday prior to it. So I think that's a good stretch right there. And then, of course, you play that Thursday, and then you got 10 days to get ready to go to Tampa on that November 12th. So that's not a bad stretch in there as far as, you know, being home, getting some rest, and getting ready in 10 days to go on the road to play Tampa.
I'll tell you what, too, Baldy, this team is going to know where it stands in the division quite early this year because up until that home game against the Buffalo Bills, the Thursday nighter on November 2nd, that will conclude a portion of their schedule where they play five divisional games. And then that back half between November 2nd, when they host the Bills, and they will not play another divisional game until December 31st, when they conclude the season against the New England Patriots.
You might know a whole lot better, Eric, but I can't remember the last time the Jets finished the season with the Patriots, especially in Foxborough. So,
right,
obviously, you know, they played the playoff games at the finish the season. But yeah, they've got a tough stretch there. After the bye week, November 19th, they do get two tough teams in Carolina and Kansas City at home. And then they got, two tough road games at Denver and at New Orleans. So, but they'll have a bye week to get ready and get healthy and all those kind of things. I think nobody wants that early season bye. To get a bye, I think, you know, right around, that goes up to almost Thanksgiving week, that's not a bad time to get that.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to help us break down the 2017 Jets schedule.
My pleasure, Eric. Best of luck to you, man. Good talking to you.
Thanks, brother.